Blog Talk Radio.
Reef, I, along with Kytrell of New York City, are here to study with you on the Real Talk for Real People show, a show where we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov in its entirety and completeness. We try to give a study on us too, and also along with that, different nations. Yesterday, we had difficulty getting in, and they tried to start it off today with the same dynamic, but we overcome. Kytrell called me. I posted right in, and I'm sure he's right on. We are studying in the first book of Shemuel. Along with that study, some may call it Isaiah. That is not the correct pronunciation of that book. Kytrell will provide that study in that book, and he will provide to you the correct name for this individual. Some whom you call Isaiah. We're here. You're here. Let's dispense with the conversation. Let's learn about Yah. Kytrell, are you there, my brother? Hold on. I forgot to introduce Kytrell. Kytrell loves the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and his brothers and sisters as himself, and so should all of us. Brother Kytrell, your mic is hot. Shalom. Can Can you hear me, Cottrell? Cottrell, are you there? Hold on just a second. Cottrell, are you there, brother? No, I called, but I'm not reading him. Cottrell, do me a favor. If you read me, hang up for a second, and I'm going to call you right back. Okay. Brother Cottrell. Okay. Seems like you may be on. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is out. Shalom.
Shalom. All praise to the Holy One of Israel.
Praise God. Yes, brother. I hear you loud and clear. And certainly for that, too. Getting you back on. I'm going to have to send them folks a message and say, you know, y'all back to the same old thing. But praise y'all, we're back on, Cottrell. And we're back in business. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, brother. Let's get started, shall we? Chapter 8. After all that has been done for our ungrateful, selfish nations, our selfish nation, it wants to be like everybody else. It doesn't want to be different. And as a result of that, they demand a king from Samuel for good reason, I gather. And the reason being his sons. You know, you can have good daddies and mamas. And sons and daughters ain't worth two dead flies. In the case of Shemuel. Now it came to pass with chapter 8, when Shemuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. The name of his firstborn was Yoel. And in the same, the name of his second was Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba. But his sons did not walk in his way. They didn't live like him. His way, they turned aside. After dishonest gain, they took bribes and perverted justice. Then all the elders of Israel gathered together. The elders have a primary role in our nation, always have and always will be. And came to Shemuel at Ramah and said to him, look, you're old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like other nations. We want to be like other nations, so to speak. But the thing displeased Shemuel, he took it personally. When they said, give us a king to judge us, so Shemuel prayed to Yah. That's what we all should do. And Yah said to Shemuel, heed the voice of the people and all they say to you. For they have not rejected you. Don't take it personally. But they have rejected me, that I should not reign over. They don't want me to reign over them, according to all the works which they have done since. They've been like that, Shemuel. Don't get it twisted, so to speak. According to all the works which they have done since the day I brought them out of Mizraim, even to this day, they've been the same with which they have forsaken me and served other gods. That's what they really want. So they are doing to you also. Likewise, don't take it personally. Now, therefore, heed their voice. However, Yah always give us a warning. You shall solemnly forewarn them and show them the behavior of the king who will reign over. Not King David, but for the most part, the most of them did. So Shemuel took all the words of the Elohim to the people who asked him for a king. And he said, this is the behavior of the king who will reign. This kind of people you're going to have reigning over you, that's what you want. He would take your sons and appoint them for his own chair in the military and to be his horsemen in his military. Some will run before his chariot in his military. He will appoint captains over his 1,000 and captains over his 50s. And will set some to plow. He'll make them work in the field, his ground, and reap his harvest. And some to make his weapons. He'll put them in military production, make his weapons of war and equipment for his chariots. Also, he would take your daughters to make perfume for cooks and bakers. He would take the best of your fields, your vineyards, and your olive grove and give them to his servants. He will take a tenth of your grain and your vintage and give it to his officers and servants. He will take your male servants and your female servants, your finest young men, your donkeys, and put them to work. He will take a tenth of your sheep, and you will be his servants. And you will cry out in that day because of your king, whom you have chosen for yourselves. Y'all didn't choose this. And Yah will not hear you, because you sometimes be careful what you ask for. You just may get it. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Shemuel. He gave them fair warning. And they said, no, but we will have a king over us. We don't want to hear all that, so to speak, that we may also be like other nations. But that wasn't the original setup with Yah and us. The setup was that we would have judges till we get our minds right. And that Yah would be in charge of everything. And Yah didn't need all that what these human beings need. Yah got it all anyway. But being as we are, we still are, we want to be like everybody else. We're fine. Sometimes you've suffered consequences for your actions. Nevertheless, the people refused. What people? Our people. The voice of Shemuel. And they said, no, we will have a king over us. And we want to be like everybody else. And that our kings may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. What they think Yah was doing? And Shemuel heard all the words of the people. What people? Our people. He repeated them in the hearing of Yah. He repeated what they said to Yah. And Yah said to Shemuel, heed their voice, make them a king. And Shemuel said to men of Israel, every man go to his city. Because he was going to choose a king. And sometimes, Cottrell and fellow students, the only thing changed as far as us as a people is time and technology. We still want to do what everyone else do. The LOM wasn't good enough for us. He wasn't good enough to be our king. We wanted human kings. And look how that worked out for us. And look how it's still working out for us. We choose white men over us by virtue of voting. How's that working out for us? Or white women? Or walking dead Negroes or Negresses? I much rather choose the LOM. Shouldn't you? The greatest king that ever existed, the most kindness and loving, in spite of ourselves, in spite of what we did to Yah over and over again. He said, Shemuel, don't take it personally. And sometimes you got to be like that in life, brothers and sisters. When you're doing the work of Yah, don't take it personally. 9 times out of 10, it's not against you. It's against the LOM. As our people had to deal with him then, we have to deal with him now. My choice would much rather choose the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I didn't have a choice in the matter. Thus, we are suffering the consequences. Well, only thing I can say is keep studying. It works if you work it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Katria, you have the mic, my brother.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He broke it down like we was 4 years old, Yonso. A simple lesson.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
We all need to take heed of, because we got the same spirit on us today. We want
exactly
what we want for us, but we don't want necessarily what the Most High wants for us.
Exactly.
And the Most High gives you what you want. Be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it.
Exactly.
And it's obvious he was asking for the wrong thing. And Yah said, okay, that's what you want. I'm going to give it to you. But it ain't going to be like you think it is.
No.
So.
No.
It's the beginning of us having a king. And unfortunately, off of King Saul, he was chosen to be king. Fortunately or
exactly.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit too much for him.
Exactly.
So we always look for a human figure to lead us. Whether it be Jesus or somebody, you're looking for a man.
Exactly.
For salvation. But from these lessons we learn that, you know, man can't save us. It's only the Most High, because he it is that fights our battles for us. And that's the lesson we should know. Now, and they should have knew it back then. But they didn't.
Exactly.
Hopefully we'll get it. Praise y'all.
And Cottrell, we need it. Praise y'all. Thank you, Brother Cottrell. Thank you, fellow students. Mm-hmm. Brother Cottrell, you're about to lead us in the last segment of study in chapter 9 of so-called Isaiah. But as I said, it is not the correct pronunciation of this brother's name. But Cottrell will provide it for you. Praise y'all and bless his holy name.
All praise to the only one of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for our prophet, calling the evil eye prophet, Yishi Yahu.
Yishi
Yahu.
Yishi
yes.
Yahu. Yah is salvation. Yishi Yahu.
Praise God.
Thank you, brother. Praise God.
This is one of the chapters they try to attribute to Jesus Christ, but he wasn't born in this country. So, Isaiah chapter 9.
Praise God.
But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. So, the people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. We hope that's talking about now, because people are in deep darkness right now. People are walking in darkness. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest. And they are glad when they divide the, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of, for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. And we're waiting for that day, for the oppressor's rod and his staff and his burden and his yoke to be broken. And ain't no king going to do that. Only the Most High going to do that, because he is the king. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood, we will burn, will be burned as fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. Sound like Christianity.
It
and
does.
The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty Elohim, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end on the throne of King David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with uprightness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of Yah of hosts will do this, not a man, but Yah of hosts, and establishing the throne of King David. So they try to say that Jesus fulfilled this. But I don't think so, because we're still oppressed, aren't we?
Yes.
The yoke is still on our neck, isn't it?
Yes, the evidence speaks quite contrary to their claims, Godfrey.
Absolutely. And he never sat on the throne of King David in his lifetime, did he?
Never.
To be judge, to be counselor, to be the Prince of Peace, he did none of that.
No.
Yah has sent his word against Yaakov, and it will fall on Israel. It sure did, didn't it? We know what Yah said was going to happen to us. And all the people will know. Who will know?
All the people.
All the people know. They know what happened to us. They act like they don't know who we are, but they do. Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, talking about Israel, who say in pride and in arrogance of heart, the bricks have fallen, but we will build with dressed stones. So you're going to defy Yah and do it anyway. The sycamores have been cut down, but we will put cedars in their place. Yah destroy the land. You think you're going to replant and make it happen again. But Yah raises the adversaries of Rezin against him and stirs up his enemies, the Syrians on the east and the Philistines on the west. Devour Israel with open mouth. For all this, his anger is not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. So even when Yah judges us, his hand is out there to save us, to show us mercy and kindness if we turn our ways around. If we turn our ways around, he'll turn our situation around. The people did not turn to him who struck them, nor inquire of Yah of hosts. So Yah cut off from Israel head and tail, palm branch and reed in one day. The elder and honored man is the head, and the prophet who teaches lies is the tail. But those who guide this people have been leading them astray. Ain't that true? Who are leaders today?
The leaders.
They're not leading them. They're not leading our people back to Yah at all.
No.
And those who are guided by them are swallowed up. Are we swallowed up, Yamsu?
You better believe
as
it.
As a people. Yeah, man.
Right.
Therefore, Yah does not rejoice over their young men. No. Most of our young men are in jail or on the street corners,
yep,
hanging out, and has no compassion on their fatherless and widows. Ain't nobody looking out for the single family households headed by women.
No.
For everyone is godless and an evil doer. Does that describe our people, how we function now?
The evidence speaks for itself, Kadriel.
It says, every mouth speaks folly. Everybody's on fool book, ain't they?
Exactly.
And for all this, Yamsu, his anger has not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. Yah's angry with us, but he got his hand out to save us. For wickedness burns like a fire. It consumes briars and thorns. It kindles the thickets of the forest. They roll upward in a column of smoke. Through the wrath of Yah hosts, the land is scorched, and the people are like fuel for the fire. No one spares another. Ain't that true? Don't we kill each other like little thing? We're so quick to kill each other.
Exactly.
They slice meat on the right, but are still hungry. And they devour on the left, but are not satisfied. Each devours the flesh of his own arm. Manasseh devours Ephraim, and Ephraim devours Manasseh. Ain't that what we do? Instead of fighting our enemies, we fight each other.
Exactly.
Together, they're against Yehuda. It's a family battle, and we fight in the wrong fight.
Right.
For all this, even though we do this, his anger has not turned away. He's still angry with us, but his hand is stretched out still. He's still showing us that we can get back on champion, and we better take advantage of it while his hand is stretched out, with mercy, loving kindness, and forgiveness, to take advantage of it.
Exactly.
So he's showing us our flaws, and we can change. We need to stop fighting each other and work together to be service of the Most High, the service he wants us to be. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. Praise Yah.
All praise. Brother Cartier, thank you very much, brother, for the Most High. That was very informative. It was on point, and the evidence speaks for itself. Not only the case of this great prophet, but the residual effects of it still applies today, even as we speak, because we're still being misled by fools and lies.
And as a result, many people are swallowed up.
Exactly. Not leading people to the Most High. What a shame. And the Most High hand is still reached out, stretched out. Only if we make the choice to do the right thing. Things will change in our behalf. But we choose to double down on our mask. It's just stiff-necked and stubbornness as other people. I'm going to do it my way. It doesn't matter. Things look bad for me. I'm going to keep on doing it. The madness of it all, Cartrell. The madness of it all. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cartrell, any closing remarks and closing shaloms, comments for the people, our brothers and sisters?
I just want to give thanks to the Most High. I know it ain't Friday, but I'm going to give thanks to the Most High that his hand is still stretched out for our people. even though he's still angry with us, we do have a chance. And we hope to break that cycle by doing what we're doing, Yamsu, sharing his word with the people, sharing his word with the world, because this is, in fact, Yah's word is the fountain of living waters. And we want to break that cycle of not being in line with the Most High and trying to do our own thing. There used to be a record out or a song called "He Got the Whole World in His Hand." And we better take advantage of that, because he does have the nation of Israel in his hand. And his hand is there to help us. So I pray that God helps us. He shows us loving kindness and tender mercies as we attempt to return back to him. And this is why we do this, so we can return back to him. And we pray that our efforts are not in vain, because we love y'all, and that's why we do this. So for me, I pray that the Most High penetrates our heart and we get the message. Love y'all. Shalom and good night.
And I'd like to get in on that praise with Brother Contrail. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.